because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. You can't beat the weather. That's all I can say. This beats the heck out of last week. But in the real world of farming and ranching, it does cause some issues. There's some good and there's some bad. We'll discuss a little bit about that here just coming up in a few minutes, because today is Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour. Also, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. If you got hay you want to sell or you're looking for hay, please, please text in at 580-225-9697, and I will put that on the air and in the penny news next week's edition, or actually this week's edition, as we go. You know, I got some already, people's already sent a text in, so you guys get your pencil and pen ready. So when I do that in the last segment after Brandon, we'll have Hay Day Tuesdays. I do, coming up right here, as soon as I do temperatures and do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update, today is going to be rant day on the first section for me. I want to talk to you guys about a few things, one thing in particular, actually. So we'll get to that in just a minute. 72 degrees at Hollis, the warmest spot in the state of Oklahoma as of right now is Elk City, Oklahoma. 76 degrees. Cheyenne is 75, home of the secret weapon. 74 at Arnett, 69 at Alva. Cherokee, you're 68. Way out here in the panhandle, probably one of the coolest spots is Kenton, right there at the far west end of the Oklahoma panhandle. 68 degrees. Texas panhandle, 74 at Lipscomb, 75 at Miami. Wellington, you're 74. Childress, you're 73. And Odell, you're 72. Okay, got a lot to do today, so let's get on with the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. Got four dealerships in Sayre, the GM, and the Dodge dealerships here in Elk City. Go pay them a visit. If you tell them you heard it on Today in Ag, you're still not going to get a discount because you mentioned that. I'm just kidding. Anyway, go see them. There's some really good people. I know most of them at all three dealerships. So just go see them. They'll make you a really good deal on some vehicles. And okay, corn. Woo. Hang on. There, come on, pop up. There you go. All right. March corn, 477, down 4 3/4. Maize, 491, down 5 1/4. Soybeans for March, 1030, up 1 3/4. May is down 0.5 at 1047. Soybean meal, March, 293.50, up 170. May is 302.50, up 160. Soybean oil, March, 45.38, down 32. Hard red winter wheat is down 6. May, March is 590, and May is 603, down 5 3/4. Cotton is down at 68.31 for July, down 49, actually. Oil out of West Texas, whew, dropping. April, 68.80, down 190. Natural gas is kind of where it was yesterday. March is 403. It looks like the Dow and the S&P are down, but the NASDAQ and the S&P are down, and the Dow is up, and looks like the cattle market looks pretty good today. Feeders for March, 274.35, up 205. April, 273.97, up 195. February lives, 199.32, up 42. April, 195.62, up 52. And lean hogs for April, 86.82, up 57. Cattle. A lot going on, guys. I know numerous people that are doctoring baby calves for this pneumonia mainly and all kinds of other stuff. But doctor, where did he go? Come on, pop up. There it is. Nope, that's not it. Bear with me a second here. I'm sorry. My computer's not doing what I want to do. It's probably doing what it's supposed to do. But this comes from Mark Z. Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension beef cattle breeding specialist. After the extremely cold weathers across Oklahoma over the past couple weeks, when many are in the middle of calving season, our near-term forecast now calls for daytime highs of 70 degrees or higher. I had 81 on my truck yesterday at Carter about 4 o'clock. It's important to remember that calves born in the single-digit temperatures need to be monitored closely as the weather becomes dramatically warmer. A calf's health is significantly impacted by ambient temperature. The most comfortable range for young calves between 55 and 70 degrees. This range is considered the thermal neutral zone for young calves, where a calf can maintain its body temperature without expending extra energy. Heat or cold stress results in direct economic losses because of increased calf mortality, as well as indirect costs caused by reduced weight gain, performance, and long-term survival. Thermic stress is in calves is observed not only with extremely high or low temperatures, but also extreme temperature variations. Variables such as humidity and wind also can contribute to thermic stress. Heat stress is actually harder on young calves than cold stress. When calves are heat stressed, they lose appetite, eat less, and are quicker to become dehydrated. There's a word there. I don't even know where I'm going. Something to do with thermal. How's that? In calves, is similar to that of adult cattle, but newborn calves have immature thermostat and accordingly have more problems regulating body temperature during weather extremes. That thermal, whatever it does, is the ability of homothermic animals to keep their body temperature within a certain range despite being exposed to different ambient temperatures. So as weather becomes more pleasant and daytime highs approach 70, keep an eye on your young calves soaking up the sun. The signs of overheating may not be as dramatic as the sign of cold stress, but can just be as damaging to a calf's health. So you guys keep an eye out on that, and I wanted to share that with you. Here's my rant. Social media can really get people in trouble, and I'm well known for being banned from Facebook from time to time and stuff like that, but I'm having fun. Really, ain't nothing really serious with me on social media unless somebody says something really stupid, and I can say some stupid stuff too, mainly my spelling. But anyway, when you call a vet, when you call the vets out on social media or a doctor, doesn't matter whether it's a human doctor or an animal doctor, that's like a husband getting on Facebook and saying, my wife's cooking stinks. I mean, it's not going to go over well with your wife if you do that. But the same thing with the vets. I'm partial to vets. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Mouse, Dr. Zink, you know, it's just one of those deals that they're really good people and they do all they can do. The population in Beckham County has risen quite a bit in the last 30 or 40 years. We used to have a vet in every town. Elk City, we had a couple, and I'm talking big animal and small animals. Now we have a few more in Elk City. Sayre doesn't have one anymore. Cheyenne doesn't have one. I don't think Mangum has one anymore. Hobart's got a couple of vets down there. Clinton and Arapahoe's got a few. I don't know of a big animal vet in Weatherford because I just don't know. So I'm not going to say there's not one there. But when you call a vet out because they didn't return your call in the middle of the night, it's just, I'm sorry. It's not right. And you should actually delete that post. If you're listening to my show and you put that on there, delete it. I'm sorry. I'm going to call you out on it right here on air. But vets have they got a life. I know, like Dr. Mouse, for example, Taylor's, they got a baby, young baby, born in November. They got a normal life just like the rest of us. And somebody doesn't return a call, whether it's with Joey or Taylor or any of these vets, maybe something else is going on. Maybe they're in the middle of a surgery, or maybe they're on somebody's farm down in southwestern Beckham County trying to save a calf or trying to save a cow that had calf in backwards or just something. Please respect your veterinarians. And I'm sure a lot of people call other vets because they couldn't get a hold of theirs. And I would expect you're not just going to get them to call you back. They might not know who you are or maybe they're busy. I don't know. But just please, our vets are very important to our part of the state. There's a shortage of them to start with. And, you know, if you want to call a hospital out or a clinic, that's your problem. But doctors and nurses and vets, man, just keep your mouth shut. Go talk to them about it. You keyboard warriors are really brave on internet, but go face them and say, hey, I called you at 4 o'clock this morning. You didn't call me back. And well, I'm sorry I didn't get the message. Who knows what the deal is? Or maybe they didn't feel good. Maybe they were sick. Maybe they weren't. Who knows? But just, and this is it. I've said this more than once on the show since I started almost 4 years ago, that you need to make a relationship with just more than one vet. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, go to this vet 50 times and that other 50 times. You need to make relationships with all vets in case you do get in a bind. They at least know who the heck you are. And I see, seen somebody else thought that and they posted it on Facebook, is I see the major problem is whether it's a cow, a horse, or a dog, or a cat, they wait too late to bring it to the vet. That's one of the main things I see. Oh, I can get it fixed. He'll be all right in the morning and blah, blah, blah. And we'll get this. She'll probably have that calf here in the next couple hours. Promise you, if a cow's in labor and having a calf and she don't have it within 30 minutes to an hour, you got issues. You need to either take care of them or call the vet. Ask them. They'll take a phone call if they're not in the middle of nothing. So please. And we got some new vets going to school here. Some of them locals going to school, and they see this crap on social media. Well, I'm not going back to Elk City. If they're going to treat me like this, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go to the big city where they pay and I can charge more. So please be kind to your vet with words. If you got something to say to them, do it one-on-one. Go in there and I know, for example, Chad Newman over there, Circle Him, he really likes to talk to people about problems. I'm just kidding. Anyway, seriously, just be cool, be calm. Let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll have Mr. Brandon Hickey on here. We'll see what happened at Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction right after this. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 24th. 1,192 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 506 brought 352.15. At 684 brought 288. 3 at 775 brought 282. 6 at 836 brought 271. 25 at 905 brought 253. 4 at 943 brought 245. 26 at 1013 brought 241. 3 head of heifers at 422 brought 330. 6 at 552 brought 323. 9 at 568 brought 296. 13 at 717 brought 260. 24 at 797 brought 248.75. 5 at 814 brought 239. 11 at 831 brought 245. Butcher cows were 78 to 175. Butcher bulls brought 154 to 185. Bred cows were 1300 to 3000. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 2-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
McLean, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out there in the panhandle of Texas. Humidity is 19%. The temperature is 72. The dew point's 28. Southeast winds at 19 with wind gusts up to 23. 0.02 inches of precipitation this month. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 48 degrees. I'm going to say there's going to be some red flag minutes start popping up here in the near future if we don't get some rain, because this wind's going to start blowing. Things are a little dry. And maybe Elon and DT didn't take any of the money away from the forestry departments, where maybe we can get some alerts in case they are. Oh, hi, Brandon. How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
I don't, somebody said that to me a while ago. So them guys are waiting on their $5,000 Dodge payments. I heard they was coming. Have you heard the latest on the Dodge payments?
No, what's that?
There's a $5,000 Dodge payment coming out February 30th.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Woo! Hey, I'm not going to cry about this crap. All I can do is laugh about it. So.
Oh, yeah. It's beyond the point of ridiculous at this point. I mean, it's just, we knew it would be bad, but holy smokes, there's some of this stuff that we're finding out that they're, quote unquote, spending money on is unbelievable.
I didn't see sale barns in there anywhere.
No, I haven't cashed any government checks anytime real recently at either one of those sale barns. but you're right about the, you know, if the right federal employee is going to be sitting in front of his computer at home at the right time to issue our red flag warnings, well, that, you know, that could or may or may not happen. We may have to rely on our own knowledge. I don't know that to be able to do this. I don't know if we're capable of that or not.
So. Well, the good thing about it is we're very, very, very lucky. I've said this a couple times, very lucky to have the Oklahoma Mesonet.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we even know when our cattle are uncomfortable. So, it is that good. And man, I don't know what's going on your Ponderosa, but there's been reports a lot of sick baby calves here in the last few days.
Yeah, I've been hearing that really for about the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I've been hearing some reports of some people having to doctor some babies, really That's frustrating. You know, usually when you've got an extended length of a constant temperature or a more constant temperature, you really don't have to worry about that too much. And that all that extended length of cold weather was when I was hearing some people having to doctor some calves, and usually that doesn't happen. You know, when you're kind of your temperature staying more constant, usually that happens when you do like we did today, when we've been cold as heck for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden we turn out and we're 60 something or 70 something. That's usually when you start seeing some of that show up, pop up, some of that sickness. So yeah, that's kind of frustrating that people are having to deal with that, and it may not get any better with this temperature swing that we're in the midst of right now. That could make it worse instead of better, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you got to remember also that a couple weeks ago when we got that first little sleet storm, you know, it didn't get extremely cold, but it got cold. Then it warmed back up and melted what we got. And then all of a sudden, then this big boy came in, big girl, whichever you, big, I don't know, whatever you want to call these storms that come in. Maybe they have a little issue with trying to figure out what gender they are. But when they hit, we don't care. they're pretty, this last one, man, I mean, I was so worried about having babies in that thing, and rightfully so. And then when they started predicting these weather temperatures, I was like, oh, here we go. I was more worried about that, because I've seen some early calves born in the fall, maybe born in July instead of August, and they're using a steel T-post for shade because they're panting so bad. So it's just... Yep. So that was interesting what Dr. Johnson said from OSU, that the heat hurts them worse than the extreme cold. So, it was pretty interesting. Well, let's start at Elk City. You had it wasn't a huge sale just because of the weather, obviously.
It was one of those deals. You never know, you know, what the right thing to do is. You know, we should have totally canceled. Probably we just ended up with 140 head, But in the past, when we've canceled just because of cold, but the roads have been clear, well, we end up with a lot of people like, man, I needed, you know, I was having water issues, ice issues, I needed to sell some cattle, you know, and you get in trouble for canceling, you get people aggravated for canceling when the roads are clear, and then so you don't cancel when the roads are clear, and you end up with a head count so small that, kind of disappointing but it's also interesting when you think about was it 3 or 4 Fridays ago, you know, had our second largest sale ever, and then 3 or 4 Fridays later we have our smallest sale ever in the history of since I owned that barn. So
yeah, and you know what, the weather wasn't that great when you had that big one.
because
I was kind of caught off guard when you sent me your deal, I was like, holy crap, that weather wasn't bothering nobody. So,
yes, sir.
You just had a few in there, and I showed up for lunch, and guess what?
They closed, and it's all locked up, and lights were off. I know. I begged them to stay and wait for you, and they just absolutely refused. I mean, that wouldn't even waver. I mean, I even went in there. This is honest to God's truth. I went in there and made an announcement that everybody that was sitting in there eating after the sale, everybody eat slow, so Kay will still be here in time to serve Jimmy when he gets off his radio program. and still didn't work.
No, it didn't. It was like Cousin Kay is her new name.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, you know, and luckily she doesn't have a cousin like Cousin Eddie, because he would have he'd have tore the door down and cooked his own stuff. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed in that. And then I had to miss church to meet up with her to give her my thoughts, because I was just got back into town from my road trip to Kansas City delivering some beef up there. And it was like, I'll get her.
There was a flatbed truck that accelerated and threw something out the back, so I didn't pick my chance.
Thank you.
You have a wreck? Did you have a wreck?
No, just had a lady come up, and she'd seen a flatbed pickup lose something over here at Clinton off Neptune Drive, and I happened to be in my flatbed pickup today, and she very kindly wanted to see if maybe it was possibly me that had lost something important off the back of my flatbed.
What was it, hay wraps?
She didn't say. but I said, well, no, ma'am, it was not me. So she said, well, I just thought I'd take a chance. I saw you sitting here in your flatbed pickup. I just thought I'd take a chance that maybe it was you, and you could get it, I could get it back to you. So I didn't even ask her what it was.
Oh, probably a good thing.
No. Yeah.
So, you had a really good sale at, what was it, 1,129 yesterday at 1,192 head come
there
through.
You go. Yep. Inverted the last two numbers.
Yeah, inverted. Yeah. I knew I had my numbers right, but over at Western Oklahoma yesterday, good sale. Prices still look great.
Yeah, it was a good sale. And, you know, and that was the interesting thing, you know, about Friday. A big portion of the sale on Friday, you know, was butcher cows and bulls. And, you know, with the cold weather and everything that we've been seeing and all the sale barns being closed, we, you know, expected a pretty good little bump in the butcher cows and bulls, and it definitely showed up on Friday. I mean, they were needing those things. They were needing some numbers, you know, especially with the not getting many in this part of the world, all the sale barns being closed pretty much everywhere in this side of the state. Texas Panhandle was closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, you know, it definitely saw a big bump in the butcher cows and bulls. And but that carried over into Monday. They was actually even had put some more money on the cow meat Monday than what we had seen Friday, and I thought it was really high Friday, and it actually carried over and was even a little bit higher on Monday on the butcher cows and bulls. The guys that are kind of in the know, they think that you know, we'll probably be at our top on these butcher cows and bulls. That, you know, said they're probably going to start going the other way, just for the simple fact that if these packing houses on the cow meat, at least, are losing quite a little bit of money right now. So they think them bids are going to have to pull back. We'll see if that materializes here going forward. You know, they said they don't think that they'll sustain this for very long. They think we're probably at our top. But my goodness, you know, we've $1.74, $1.75 for the top butcher cows bull, you know, Friday and then on Monday. And didn't really have a really good bull either place. I think our top bulls was just in the 180s or 190s. But, you know, typically their top one of those will be, you know, $20, $30, $100 over your top cow. But we didn't have a really good high-yielding bull at either place. But we had a lot of really good cows, and the competition on them was phenomenal. And then, you know, at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, nobody really knows right now what these feeder cattle are worth. I mean, you know, you can look at the futures board and you can take a guess, and then you'll go to a sale barn and it'll just blow you plumb out of the water. You know what the things are worth, and you know, so we're definitely in a time of high demand. The basises are really, really out of whack, and you know, and another thing that we're still seeing, and it's showing up even now, more on the big cattle. You know, we've talked about numerous times about how the spreads on these lightweight calves, how much spread there is between the steers and heifers. And now we're starting to see larger and larger spread on the big cattle. You know, the feedlot ready heifers are high, but, you know, probably maybe one of the biggest spreads that I've seen, between a feedlot ready steer and feedlot ready heifer of similar weights there on Monday. You know, so that was very, very interesting to see that happens. But you know, the calf deal on the unweaned calves, short weaned calves and all of that, you know, Monday I would call it steady to instances cheaper than the previous Monday, but now on the feedlot cattle, I mean, it was they come to buy them. They was interested in buying them, and I mean, multiple bidders and lots of competition on every weight class on anything that was a true yearling, you know, 500 pounds and up. It was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good, and I still don't. Well, I guess you said it when we talked about this a few months ago. The heifers are price good. It's not like they're cheap.
Right.
It's just those boy cows are just bringing that much more. They're high, extremely high compared. But, I mean, the prices on the girls are still good. I mean, it's just. It's not like, well, I'm not selling my heifers. It's not like, okay, I'm going to take 10 steers and I think I'll keep my heifers till they get higher. It's not. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going on.
Right.
It's just wish
that you get thinking about on a 775 to 8 1/4 weight, you know, the spread Monday on a between a steer and heifer of the same quality, you know, would be $30-$40. Well, you know, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's very, very. I don't think I've ever seen that in my lifetime of that much spread. Now that's more of a typical spread for a lightweight calf, a 5 and 5 and under calf. But that's pretty rare for a 7, 8, 9 weight spread, steer to heifer spread. It's just pretty. I guess I need to talk to Dr. Peel and get some history on that to see if that's happened before. But I sure don't think it's happened in my lifetime at either sale barn.
I'll send him an email.
Even when we were back in the restocking phase, the herd growth phase, back in 2015-16, I don't ever remember this kind of a spread.
No.
And like you say, the heifers are a really good price. The steers are just a unbelievable price on those market feedlot ready steers right now. Just really, really unusual.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'll send him an email after the show you can talk. I'll send you a copy of it. I mean, you can talk about that next Tuesday. But have you, because I know some of the people that hang out in your sale barns. So has anybody ever come in there and dropped a load of heifers off and tell you they identify as steers?
Oh, yeah.
I figured they did. I knew that was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is probably especially in the last a couple of years. You know, that's probably happened 3 or 4 times in the last couple of years. Now these cattle, I know they all have heifer parts, but they all identify as steers, so they expect to be sold as steers when they come.
I knew it. I just knowing some of the people that come to your sales, I knew somebody would have to pull that off.
Does
our old buddy down there at Reed, O. Scott, does he come in with his Charlotte cows and tell you they identify as Angus? Woo! I'm doing my show tomorrow from Quartermaster Creek up there at the bull sale tomorrow, just because I want to go to the bull sale, so I got to do my show on the road. And I'm wondering if old Scott's going to be sneaking in there trying to get him a good Black Angus bull and not telling nobody.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see what happens with this. He better not, because I caught him at the Cheyenne. Well, you seen him. You stand right there in front of you at the Cheyenne sale. So.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he ever bid once. They just sit there. They just sit there and watch. And of course, Ann was with him, she's the real boss anyway. So
yes.
Whatever was going on there, they were just tire kicking or they were looking for something specific. But they didn't. There was no bidding going on.
Because you're right. You're so right. She is the boss. And because when they bought my 5 favorite cows out of my pasture down there at Willow from me, Scott, she won't let me breed them to some of my Charolais and blah, blah, blah. So she's a smart woman. So I was taking up for her. We're trying to raise some calves for those grandkids to show. Well, don't put a Charolais bull in there then. Oh, I love giving that guy hell. I didn't look deeply. How did the the slaughter market yesterday at Clinton? Did you have much of a run?
We did. We had a good run. Had started having the first of the wheat pasture cows actually started showing up yesterday, and they sure had some good amount of meat on them, some good flesh to them, and And, you know, that again, that's where we saw some of them 174, 175 cows on them, sure enough, high-yielding ones. And yeah, it was amazing, you know, just carry over from Friday. We sold some Friday, you know, in that 174, 175 range. And kind of was a little bit expecting that, maybe not that high, but was expecting our butcher cow and bull market to be pretty good with, like I say, with them not being able to get any sale barn cows, you know, for three straight days with the weather. So I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it to carry over into Monday like it did. And we did have a good number of them. And yeah, it was very competitive on those cows. And so, yeah, it's gotten to the point that it's hard to sell if it's a very big cow at all. You just can't hardly sell her to go back home because she just worked so much, you know, to the packing houses, you know, that they're just needing numbers bad enough. So a big cow will, man, once some of these dollared out Friday and Monday was just pretty amazing to think that's a cull cow.
Yeah, I wish my landlord out here was to elk let me sell that bull out there, because we've made other arrangements on breeding those cows out there with a, you know, a on the side deal. And because I bet he weighs somewhere around 2,500 pounds, and actually still a good breeding bull, and I'd get him tested right before I brought him to sale barn. It just killing me. I want to know what that bull would bring at the sale barn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yep.
I just you know, probably not the best reason in the world to sell a bull just to go see what it's worth, but sounds good.
Yep.
Have you,
yep.
What do you got come? I bet you've got quite a few already called you on what's coming in to Elk City Friday, huh?
Yeah. Two different sets of cows, young cows already on consignment. We've got 17 black baldy, six and younger, pretty well going to be heavy bred cows. One of them has already had a calf. And then we've got a set of five-year-old cows coming in. About 40-some of them, and about half of them are going to be knocking on the door getting ready to have a calf. Again, another one of them has already calved. So it'll be about half of them that will be heavy bred. And then we're probably going to be about 3 to 5 months bred. The bulls got put out with them in November. And so they'll be two really nice sets of young cows. Then beyond that, we've got 30 weaned cattle coming in from Shamrock, and then we've got two different sets of calves from down there at Willow coming in that'll be coming off the cows. And so we'll have a nice run this week, you know, kind of make up a little bit for the really short run next week. And then on the list at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, we already got two sets of 150 each, two different families bringing their home raised cattle in off of wheat, you know, 7 and 8 weight, long time weaned cattle coming off the wheat, both of them really nice programs already on the list, so already 300 on the list of yearlings for next Monday. So we're lining up for a good run Friday and have some really nice cows to put in front of people there. And then Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I've already got several, like I say, 300 yearlings from two different consigners on the list already. So, and they'll be all good home-raised kind. So we're expecting a good run at both places Friday and Monday, and sure have some really good cattle to show people.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I'm definitely going to be there Friday, and and Cousin Kay better be open. And I want to come see what happens this Friday with the market, with all the chaos going on and in our world and stuff like that. I'm not thinking anything bad's going to happen. I think things are just getting better with cattle right now. And then, you know, we're expecting some rain early next week, the latest forecast I got, which is good.
Yeah,
we need it. We need a drink bad.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed when you was giving the weather report right before I came on and said 2/100 of an inch for the month at McLean, Texas. You know, I would have just surely thought that, you know, the snow and sleet and ice that we'd had here in the month of February would have amounted to more than that. But you know, that was a very disappointing rain total. You need to do better than that. You know.
Yes, we do, and it's my fault too. But I was. Hey, I thought about you the other day when I was coming through the Flint Hills back from Kansas City. I went by and see my daughter. She lives there in Cottonwood Falls / Strong City, right in the heart of the Flint Hills. And there's about, I don't know, six, eight inches of snow on the ground. It's just as cold up there as it was here. It was warming up when I was coming through there. But I was shocked to see as many cattle out there. I drove through that place. I can't tell you how many, because I lived in Kansas City 19 years. So we made a lot of road trips back to Beckham County and Horsetaw County. I was shocked to see how many cattle were out on there during the harsh of the winter.
Yes, sir. Yeah. They've been stocking up that country pretty good. And you know, like I said, getting them bought, getting them turned out early out there. And they have had a pretty significant amount of moisture this winter. I mean, when we were up at my mother-in-law's at Manhattan there right after Christmas, I spent quite a little bit of time in the seat of a John Deere tractor trying to get her driveway cleared for her, because she said if we didn't get some of that off there, it was going to be there all winter. It would never melt off. And the piles that I had when I got through were, gosh, I don't know, probably 8-9 foot tall at the edges of her driveway from just cleaning out her little small circle drive that she had there. So they've had some really good.
Well, it's a good thing you had a John Deere tractor. I was just, like I said, I've drove through there 100 times. Okay, so have you ever been going up I-35? I know that's probably not the way you go to Manhattan, but have you ever been going up I-35 from Emporia to Kansas City, and you know that one exit there is world famous, called the Cattle Pens exit? Mm-hmm. Have you ever, you know where I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I figure you did. Like I said, I don't know how many hundreds of times I drove by there, but I noticed something weird the other day. Just if you're going north on I-35, and just about a quarter of a mile before you get to the Cattle Pens exit, I was just looking over there for no reason, and you know those gates you used to go to grandma's in? There's about 3-4 foot wide and made out of hog wire, and they got the little fancy twist and decorations on top of the gate. You know what kind of gate I'm talking about? The chain link type deal. I never noticed it. There's one right there, and there's no solar panel. There's no nothing there, so there's no reason for that gate to be there. And it's just weird. I mean, I guess it's weird. I mean, bringing it up, because nobody really cares if there's a 3-foot gate right there before you get to the deal. But I just thought it was weird, because if a cow got out, you're not going to get it to go through that gate. I guess it was weird I brought it up. Sorry. But it was, it's just crazy to see a yard gate out there in the middle of a fence keeping the cows from the Flint Hills to get on I-35. So, we burned up way more time than we're supposed to, but that's okay. So I got to let you go, and I guess I'll see you Friday, sir.
All right. Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right. All right, let's take a Stockman the Vet break and be right back after this. I'm running short on time as normal. We got Hay Day Tuesday coming up. Get your pen and pencil ready. I know you're thinking the weather's warm, I don't need any hay, but hey, you might find a bargain on some hay for next winter on this deal. So let's stand by and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hey, we'll give you a quick weather update here, and then we're going to take another quick break. Sorry, Brandon and I kind of didn't, well, I did probably, but anyway, we're going to get that done here. Let's see here. Freedom, Oklahoma, 72 degrees. Humidity's 28. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 5 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 35 degrees. Sunrise at 7:14, sunset at 6:26. 80 today, 42 tonight, and tomorrow might be a little breezy, but out of the north, mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. Before I go back to break, I just wanted to tell you that tonight at Sayre, at the Beckham County Barn, we're going to have the feed and the auction from the Beckham County Stock Show. I'll have you a rundown on the winners tomorrow. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Be right back. Get your pencil and pen ready. I got a couple of sales of hay to run by you real quick. Be right after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March the 1st at 1230 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
I have seen a tragic amount of patients who have came to see me who have waited because of the fact that they didn't have insurance. And it breaks my heart because I could have saved them so much money if they would have came in sooner instead of waiting. We have our own plan for patients that don't have insurance. There's a one-time fee of $99 for around $30 a month. You can get your cleanings and checkups covered and a 15% discount on all treatment. You can do that first visit for $99 and a monthly fee after that to make sure that you are able to get your teeth cleaned and checked so we can find small issues before they become big problems.
I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron, Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, catty corner to Walgreens, swdentalok.com.
Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
No insurance, no problem.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 1230 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Hobart, 75 degrees. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 6, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41. Sunset at 627, 82 for a high today. 42 tonight and 62 and breezy tomorrow. I know the forestry department hasn't put anything out, but be fire alert tomorrow. All right, you got your pen and pencil ready? 500 little square bales of wheat hay, really good hay. $7 a bale, that's a good price. I'm telling you, 580-550-0105. I think it's wrong in the Penny News, and that's my fault. 500 little square bales of wheat hay, $7 a bale, 580-550-0105, and that's in Hobart. And then we got 340 round bales of blue stem, Plains blue stem, fertilized and sprayed, $75 a bale. And Eric, 580-243-9190. And sprayed, fertilizer, Midland 99, Bermuda grass, large round bales, $110 a bale. Southeast of Mangum, premium hay, can load, 580-471-8669. Irrigated alfalfa, irrigated sorghum pea mix, irrigated oat hay, sell it by the ton or by the bale at Hex, 580-393-1233 at Hex. There we have it. I seen this, in my, deal, and I think I got time to do it real quick. Don't play the bale weight guessing game. You don't know what, unless you go physically look at them, the density of your bales and stuff are. And, I know it's easier to buy it by the bale, but you might be screwing yourself out of a lot of money that way. So by the ton, I think, is the best way, according to me and some other people. But and I bought it by the bale, don't get me wrong. But I was looking at some of these, the difference in the density on a bale, and I got just a minute to do this. So I picked the housewife bales, like sugar daddy bales over there at Dale High, the little baby bales, housewife bales, four footers. At density at 9, it weighs 450 pounds. At density at 12, this is on a 4x4 bale, not a 4x5, but a 4-foot by 4-foot round bale. There's 150 pounds difference in just a couple deals of density. So on a four by six bale, 1,000 pounds for 9 density, 1,360 for 12 density. That's 200 pounds of hay, or actually almost 340 bales, pounds exactly. So I'm not saying anything bad about housewife bales, but I'm just giving you an example. If you can get to the scales, by the ton might be the best way for you to do it. So, all right, you guys have a great day. I'll be at Quartermaster Creek tomorrow live, so we'll see you tomorrow. Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City. God bless.
A second cup of coffee and a bolt of lightning. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.